You know what this is? What? A radio? Nope. Is there a outlet here? It's a what? It's an alarm clock, isn't it? It says 12 o'clock, doesn't it? But it's not 12 o'clock, is it? No. How many of you have an alarm clock that you get up to in the morning? Nobody. Good. How many parents have an alarm clock they get up to in the morning? Okay, probably all of you. You may not know it or not. But this is an alarm clock. All right? So you can set the time and the day and everything. See this big button here? What's that? That's where you time it. That's when the alarm goes off and you don't want to get up. You hit that. Oh, you know all about that? Okay. It's called the snooze button. So if you want to snooze a little longer, you just push that and it turns off the alarm. And then you have 9 more minutes to sleep. And then the annoying thing goes off again. Right? And it's just annoying. So you hit it again and it goes away and it won't come on for another 9 minutes. You can do that for a long time. Just keep hitting that button and keep sleeping for another 9 minutes if you want. Now, if you do that long enough, often enough, you know what sometimes happens? You're not going to hear the alarm at all because you're so used to it. And you sleep right through it. Well, there's a story that Jesus told about a very, very rich man. And he lived in a very nice house. And he had a lot of servants. And there was also a homeless man that lived near him. He didn't really live near him. He just stayed there looking for handouts because he didn't have anything. He was very poor. But the rich man kind of ignored him. Whatever crumbs, whatever food fell off his table, he could eat it. That was it. Poor homeless guy. Eventually he died and he went to heaven. The rich man also died. He didn't go to heaven. He went to hell where there was torment and suffering. And one day he called out to Abraham and he says, Abraham, will you please send Lazarus to just put his finger in some water and touch my tongue because I'm in great anguish, great pain, great suffering here in hell. And he said, no, because all of your life you had what was great and good and you did nothing for poor Lazarus. Lazarus is getting what he deserves now in heaven. He says, well, if nothing else, would you please send Lazarus to tell my 5 brothers so they don't end up in hell with me? He said, no. They have the Bible. They have the words of Moses. And if they don't believe him, they're not going to believe Lazarus either. You see, the rich man finally woke up. He woke up too late. God was giving him warning signs all the time. Like kind of like the alarm going off. He says, rich man, wake up and follow me. And he says, oh, later. What was his warning? Every time he walked past the homeless man, he should have helped him, shouldn't he? Show him compassion like God shows. He says, oh, later, I'll do it later. Push the snooze button. I'll do it later. Well, later never came. It was too late, and he slept through it all. Finally, he woke up, but it was too late because he was in hell, and Lazarus was in heaven. God continues to give you and I warnings to follow him and to wake up and not to keep putting God off. God often asks us to do this, that, or the other thing, like pray and read the Bible, learn the Sunday school lesson, memorize your verses or things like that. And sometimes what do we say? I'll do it later, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have more fun things to do instead. But does later ever come? Usually not. And then it doesn't get done. So God says, let us all wake up and follow him so that we will not end up where we don't deserve or belong. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Think real hard. Does tomorrow ever come? Does it? No, it doesn't. Because when it comes, it's today. So tomorrow never comes. That was a delayed reaction. Okay, there's two for you guys. Here's two for you guys. Okay? Your brother has yours. Make him share. Okay? Yeah, give one to your brother. Thank you. Oh, did she get one? Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.